Put down your baby and pick up a beer. Dad Jokes is back with a brand new episode. You're listening to the podcast of two first-time dads going through the journey of fatherhood, and you get to hear it as we experience it. And Brandon, man, we say it a lot of times on this podcast that it feels like it's been a long time, but this time it actually has been a long time. This is the longest we've gone in between episodes because we've had a lot going on, so it's good to see you, my friend.
It is good to see you too, Jerry, and the listeners, you can blame me because I had a surgery, and we'll get into it, but the recovery has been fun.
Yeah, it's been a while, so you had a surgery. I've been a little bit sick, and we've even had technical issues with missing equipment. We've had a lot of different things happen to us, but we're back, and this episode's going to kind of be the welcome back episode. We're going to go over a lot of things that have happened because it's been about a month since we've talked, and man, a lot can happen in a month with your kid, Brandon. I've learned that because I started writing notes from the last time that we've talked, and a lot of things have happened in a short amount of time. Some exciting things on my end, and I'm sure Bryce has had some exciting things happen with him as well.
Super excited. And Bryce has actually seen you in person more times than you've seen me.
That is true.
This period of time as well, which we'll get into. But it's been an experience.
It has been. But Brandon, we got our name for this show off of the famous jokes called Dad Jokes. So we should start with a dad joke today. Do you want to kick us off with a dad joke, Brandon?
I can kick us off. And this one's not PG-13 or R, but it's a little risque. It's a little political joke. So let's see if you can get this, Jerry.
Okay.
What's a Republican's favorite word game?
I don't know why an elephant just clobbered in my head.
He's nervous. Mad Libs.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, that was cute.
That's not bad. It's always a touchy topic when you mention politics in today's society.
I thought that one was good. Safe.
That was good and safe. So I liked that one there. I got a couple for you later, Brandon, because one I think we might have said before, but it made me laugh, and then another one I know we haven't. So I'm gonna have two later for you.
Perfect. I'm waiting with bated breath.
So Brandon, I'll kick it off here today because after we talked the last time, one of the things that happened was Peyton had her 15-month appointment, which is ironic because she's now 16 months. So that's how long since the last time we've had the podcast. But at her 15-month appointment, a couple of things happened. First off, she is, from the girl that was in all the smallest percentiles, she's over 50% in every single percentile. And she's actually like in the 60th percentile for weight. She's good for head size. She's good for height. So she's doing great on the measurement. So that's exciting.
You were a little worried about that in the beginning, even though everyone's telling you to just.
I know. Well, we're going to get into that, actually. Kind of nice segue. You didn't know I was doing this, but that's a good segue because at the 15-month appointment, Brandon, they ask you a bunch of questions. Some of these questions are crazy, by the way. And even the doctor was like, I hate these questions, just so you know, but you got to ask them. Some of them are like, does your kid pick up like a chopstick and a single grain of rice? Like, this weird stuff. Like, what? Why would my kid ever be in that situation? Like, I don't know.
They're testing motor skills.
Yeah, it's funny. But anyways, we're answering all the questions, and most of them are pretty positive, but the doctor's like, do you have any concerns? And we're like, well, and this is at the time, I'm like, we're a little concerned with her walking. Like, she can walk. She does walk sometimes, but she seems to be more infatuated with walking on her knees. And if you try to make her walk or stand her up, she doesn't like to stand. And the doctor's like, well, we're not really that concerned with it yet, you know. If she's still this way in a couple months, we should definitely look at it. But it sounds like she can do everything, so we're not too worried. And we're like, okay. And then she's like, anything else? We're like, well, we're a little concerned with her talking. Because she used to say a ton of words, and then she's kind of gone to where she talks more, but she doesn't say real words as much. So, you know, we're a little concerned that she's not, like, she's just saying gibberish all the time, which, you know, is, I think, normal for babies, but, like, there's not a lot of real words mixed in. And they're like, okay, well, we can do one of two things. You can monitor it for a little while, or you can basically start, like, speech therapy. And we're like, well, let's monitor it if you don't think it's anything drastic. They're like, yeah, I think that's a good plan. So we were going to monitor it. So we're all, not freaking out, but we have these worries. We're talking to her. Everything else goes smoothly. I kid you not, Brandon, the next day, I'm at work. Macy's texting me, and she's like, Peyton's walking all over the place today. And I'm like, what? And then,
talking.
Yeah, and since that day.
She cussed you out.
Yeah, exactly. So since that day, it was legitimate. It might have been 2 days, but it was a couple days after the appointment. that kid started walking everywhere all the time. Like, it was so funny because all of a sudden, I mean, she's like running everywhere, walking all the time, standing up on her own, no issues, no fear. I mean, just walking like as good as you could hope a kid her age would walk. So it was funny. We're all freaked out about it. And then she just starts doing it. For the first few days, she still would randomly walk on her knees. She doesn't really do that at all anymore. She walks everywhere and she's good at it and she's getting faster and faster. So I guess we were worried for nothing on that one. And then the talking one, she started doing that too. Not like amazingly, but she's definitely saying more words now. I'll get into a story later about a word that she learned that she loves. But even today, like Macy was holding up a little figurine and she's like, Elsa. And Peyton's like doing gibberish and she's like, Elsa. And then all of a sudden Macy's like, say Elsa. And she's like, Elsa. You know, I was like, okay, yeah, great. You know, but she's saying a bunch of words now too and communicating better. So that fear's kind of gone away as well. So it just goes to show you that sometimes if you're freaking out for no reason. So we had a little bit of patience and, she's doing great with pretty much all the stuff we were worried about now. So that 15-month appointment basically was just a session for us to vent for no
It
reason,
was
I guess.
therapy.
Exactly. So that was the start of the last time since we saw you, Brandon. What about you? If you look back to like right after we talked, what was happening with you guys?
So the one I want to hit on something we hit on it all the time, but that's just another case of every kid develops at different stages. We've talked about this before, but Bryce is definitely was crawling less than Peyton was when she was significantly younger than him, and he developed potentially walking a little bit sooner than she did. Like it's just, you never know with your kids, and it's something that you gotta be patient with. But it is, you hear me say that, and then I would react the same way you did.
Well, it's hard not to worry.
You
It's just hard. You
gotta
start
try
looking
though.
up stuff, and then they're like, oh, if they walk on their knees, it might stunt their ability to walk for the rest of their life. Like crazy stuff. And, you know, it's just. So then you're like,
You
wait a
gotta stay
minute,
off
should
the
I be
internet.
worried? Yeah, you do.
I
You
can't
really
tell you
do.
the stuff I've looked up. Bryce was doing this thing at one point where he was shaking his head. This wasn't him saying no. He was just like shaking his head, and it turned out really he just liked the way it feels. But
Peyton does that.
he was nonstop shaking his head, and it caused me to Google a few things, and I would just say it's not something that was ideal. But if I'm looking back to when we originally. Or a month ago, basically, Bryce had just turned 18 months. I was prepping for my surgery. I was expecting, unfortunately, the surgery I had was going to cause me to initially to be bedridden for at the very least a week after surgery, and then I have to basically have something pulled out. I'll just be honest. I have to have a catheter pulled out at the 2 week mark. So we prepped our main room because there's a bathroom in it, and my wife moved into our guest room slash office, which put her right next to Bryce's room and is going to make it really easy for her to kind of monitor and watch Bryce. But so got the surgery, was. Basically, I couldn't really move much for the first week. And I tell you, Jerry, I was starting to feel better. And one Wednesday morning, it was about a week after the surgery, I sneezed and everything went wrong.
Ouch.
And yeah, it was not great. So what was initially 1 week of being bedridden, the sneeze caused me to have a hematoma, I believe is what my doctor said. Which basically just a big bruise, but it was a big bruise in the wrong area, and it did not help with all the swelling that was already there. So, shout out to Kelsey, because she spent about 2.5, 3 weeks without any real help, basically handling everything herself. My parents played a vital role, so Bryce has been spending a ton of time with both of them. But I tell you mentioned like the walking and the running and all that. It's absolutely great, and Bryce does it. But one thing that's hard is when you're upstairs and you can just, he has like a pattern the way he runs, especially when he's excited. and it's great. But I can just hear them having fun. We have like a camera, it's a Nest camera inside, mainly to watch our dog when we're not at home. But I'm just like every day I'm looking at the camera just to watch him run around when she comes home from work with him. And it's fun. And we able to interact with them, but not nearly as much as I want to. And it's been a tough few weeks because of that. But luckily the last week or so has been a lot better. I'm able to sit down for longer periods of time, and we're working our way back. And a lot of other things have happened, but I'll let you keep going over your timeline as well.
Well, yeah, Brandon, what's funny is even though obviously we haven't seen each other because you haven't been at work, but we've still obviously texted and talked on the phone. And one thing that you and I kind of both were concerned with at the same time is we were a little worried that we weren't socializing our kids enough, I guess is what I'll say. You know, you start seeing like other kids going to these crazy things and doing this stuff, and you're like, man, should we be doing that too? And it's not like they weren't doing anything. I don't want to make it sound like that, because they were. But it was funny because the second that we had that talk, I think both our wives had the same, you know, plan. But all of a sudden, Peyton's the most popular girl in the world, because this girl has been on like a tour of like different kids' activities that I didn't even know existed. So, you know, it started with my nephew's birthday, which he had at some place that was like had blow up slides and kids' toys everywhere. And it was a lot of fun. And so she went there and she was kind of timid, but she got into it and was having fun. And then all of a sudden she was doing music class with her grandma, which she likes a lot. Then she was doing gymnastics class, a gym and swim class. She went to a toddler cafe, which I didn't know was a thing, with my mom.
Yep. What is a toddler cafe?
Look it up, because I've literally said the same thing. It actually is kind of cool. I mean, if you're at home right now, look it up, because I didn't know it was a thing. I looked it up and I was like, oh, that's kind of dope, actually. Basically, it's a big play area for kids, and they happen to, I think, have like food there too. But it's super cool. There's one in Flushing, Brandon, and that's the one that my mom took her to, and she had a blast. So also she goes to the library for story time. So, I mean, this kid's been everywhere. And then one thing that we did is, and I got to be involved in this because I was starting to feel jealous. Like, she was doing all this stuff when I was at work. But I went to a children's museum. It's a really nice one that they've redone. And I went with, obviously, Macy and Peyton, but we met some of our friends there, including Kelsey, and Bryce was there. And Bryce and Peyton actually hung up the most because the other kids were a little bit older. And they had a really good time. So that was fun. And this is when, you know, Peyton was starting to walk pretty good and Bryce was running around. So they had a fun time and that was kind of cool. But yeah, she's definitely, now she's super social. There's not that much anxiety when she goes out or warm up period, because I think she's used to going everywhere, but she's been involved in a lot of different things. The music thing's really cool because she likes music. So that one was kind of fun. I didn't know about that one, but she's gone to a few of those classes now. So I know Bryce has done some of this stuff as well, Brandon.
Yeah, he was in toddler tumbling. Those sessions just ended, which was the fun thing about those classes is, well, at his age right now, really, like, they have activities like stretching, and then they're showing them how to like really how to flip and stuff like that just safely. But it's the most fun I had was actually like flipping him around like the gymnastics. What do you call those? The bars that like hang up. I don't know if they have a technical name. I'm calling them bars. Had a ton of fun doing that. But also before my surgery, I'm taking them home, and that's when we use I'm having brain farts all over the place. I'm getting back in the groove of it, Jerry. But
yeah, you're back in the groove.
What's the name of the
monkey bars?
The play mats we have. No, the play mats we both have.
Oh, you're talking about the nugget? The nugget couch?
Yeah, thanks. So we put them on the nugget and actually flip them because it's similar to what they had at gymnastics. But the kid has just been running around everywhere. And you mentioned the talking. Like, it's amazing to me. And so going back to Sloan, a young girl we know, Charlotte, was a kid who's there, who's about 6 months older than Bryce, maybe a little bit. She might be actually a little bit older than Bryce. She's closer to three, I believe. But like she's talking in like complete sentences, like pointing stuff out, saying like what she wants, things like that. And Kelsey's like telling me about this. I've seen her do it at other functions, and I'm like, how is Bryce, like, how does he get into that point? I can't see this kid doing that. And he's gone in the last month from just like, he was doing the repeating of words and stuff like that, to now he's saying the words at the right point. So he's recognizing things and recognizing what he wants. And he's like at the stage right before I know he's about to put it all together. So it might be like mumbo jumbo or grunting or whining, pointing at something and then saying what it actually is that he wants. Like, he can't figure out how to say like, I want the cracker, but he might do like a cracker.
Nice.
Which is like, it's just, you can see the wheels turning. One thing that we've had in the past like week or so, once I've been able to get back kind of moving around a little bit, before I could go up to him and I would be playing with him, but it was more or less like I'm playing in the same area as him, and if he's interested in doing what I'm doing, he'll come over for a little bit if I'm like making up enough noise or making it entertaining enough. But things like blocks, stuff like that, he had no interest in, and I was really trying to get him like going because he has a lot of block games. The last few days, like, we're sitting downstairs, we're building stuff together, and he's actually interacting, figuring out, and I'm watching him like stack the blocks on top of each other, stuff like that. So it's amazing. I mean, we always talk about day to day, week to week, but in the past month, I just feel like everything's exploded from a vocabulary standpoint, from how fast he runs around the house, putting stuff together. It's been amazing.
That's pretty cool. Did you look up the toddler cafe?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Does that blow your mind?
That is, I've never heard of that. It's a great name for it. This place is called Toddler Country, which is pretty cool. We're going to take Bryce there.
It's cool.
Basically like somebody set up like a play area with a bunch of like toys that toddlers play with. It seems like that instead of it being like, it seems like some backyard toys, but some of the stuff that are in is like Sloan and stuff like that to a degree. Like they have like a grocery store, things like that too. It's fun.
That's, yeah.
So in another city close to us, there's a different children's museum called the Children's Museum. And this reminds me of that just a little bit with some of the stuff they have as well.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. One place I'll kind of skip a little bit because it reminds me of a story. I took a day off of work recently, and we decided to go to an aquarium. And I was excited, but, you know, I was a little apprehensive. I'm thinking like, I don't know that Peyton's going to really care that much about this aquarium, right? And I'm thinking like, she might think it's kind of cool, but I think it's mostly for mom and dad. And we took her there, and we put her down, and she's walking now. So she's walking to the stuff, and at first she's kind of like looking and stuff. But man, Brandon, she started getting super into it and like running around, pointing at the fishes. And then, like, there's these cool, like, you know, there's a bunch of stuff there, not just fish. And I'm like, oh, Peyton, that's a shark. And Macy's like, it's a shark. And then Peyton starts going, shark, shark, and starts calling everything a shark. That's her new favorite word. But,
P.S., I mean, they went to Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that's nearby because it was at the mall that has Rainforest Cafe. But it was super cool. She even touched, like, you can put them in, like, an area where they can touch, like, the anemones and whatever, and she did that and wasn't weird about it. And she was just having the time of her life, Brandon. I won't lie, it was one of the coolest moments I've had as a dad, because it was, like, I really could see her, like, just enjoy herself, and she was learning, and she was, like, I don't know. It was really cool. She was, like I said, she was, like, on her own running to stuff and wanting to see stuff. And it got me excited about some of the stuff we're going to do this summer, like with the zoo and things like that. But she absolutely loved it. I have a video that's just hilarious. She's just cracking up, pointing at fishes and following them and stuff. So, I mean, it was cool. That was one of the highlights since we've last talked, was that aquarium visit. It was definitely worth the money. So I had a blast. I probably had more fun than she did because it was a great time.
Well, when Kelsey hears this, I know where we're going to be taking Bryce when I'm back up to 80% and able to walk around the mall.
It ain't cheap, I'll tell you that, though. They don't make it cheap.
I've been there. I've been there. We went with my goddaughter. I'm assuming you're talking about the one at Great Lakes Crossing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Kids are free, at least. If they're under two or three, so Bryce will be free. That'll be good.
Yeah, it wasn't cheap, and we didn't even have kids technically when we went up there.
It's pretty cool though. It's good size, and there's a lot to do. I wasn't disappointed. Like I said, she had a blast, so that made it, you know. You can't really put a price tag on that, but you know, if she wouldn't have liked it, I probably would have cared a lot more.
Well, that's what's gonna happen. Bryce is gonna hate it.
Exactly.
And, like, run away from fish and stuff like that.
Yeah, I sent I sent a video to my sister, and she's like, "Yeah, my kids didn't like it that much." I was like, "Well, that makes me feel better, I guess."
Peyton's culture.
Exactly.
She loves the fish. She loves the sharks. So we're talking about a bunch of good stuff and cute stuff. I will say that Bryce's attitude is great about 90% of the time, but with this new learning, he's also learning to have more of an attitude when things do not go his way, because he can pretty effectively communicate what he wants. But let's use like crackers or cookies or something like that as an example. He knows how to go up and do enough to ask for a cracker or ask for a cookie. You give him a certain amount to the point where you're like, "Yeah, that's enough." So you take it away from him. The kid throws a fit. And what's tough to a degree is, well, it's not really that tough, to tell you the truth, but tough from the sense that you got to hear him whine about it for a little bit. But you know, you can't give in to that because that's just going to reinforce that behavior. But you also, part of what we're trying to do is in pretty much all aspects of our parenting is explain to your kid why it is that, like, you may or may not be able to have or continue doing what you're doing. So if he's watching Miss Rachel, we'll explain, "Hey, you have 5 more minutes left of Miss Rachel," and then you turn off Miss Rachel and tell him, "Hey, Miss Rachel's going off, we're going to do something else." Do the same thing with the crackers. "Hey, you've had enough crackers. You don't want to spoil dinner," yada, yada. But it's funny in my head, like, watching Kelsey do that or hearing myself do it. Because right now, like, you're doing a repetition and it's going to all pay off. But that kid don't really understand what I'm saying at this
for
point.
Sure.
But it's just like, it's trying to practice what you believe in is going to work long term. But it's something that hits me as we're doing it sometimes. Like, dude, I'm looking at this kid like, that's enough crackers. We don't want to spoil our dinner. Yeah, like, whatever, or however we're doing it. And that's, like, about the same tone I say it into. But the attitude is definitely increasing. I might be being generous to him. It might be, like, an 80-20, which is still great. The kid's great. But, boy, oh, boy, I look at him sometimes. I'm like, I know you know what you're doing. And it's funny. Does Peyton do this? Like, can you watch her walk around and look for something to get into that she knows she's not supposed to be into?
Oh, yeah, she's doing it today.
Walk over to it and then look at you before they do what they're not supposed to do.
Yep.
And then you say, "Nuh-uh, don't do that. No, don't do that." And then they look at the thing and they look back at you. And Bryce would do, he gets to the point where he knows where it's at in relation to him. He'll still be looking at me while he does what he's not supposed to do. Like, he's testing me. And then, like, he'll grab the object or flick the light switch or do whatever, and then wait for me to respond.
Yeah, like, Peyton does the same thing.
You know what you're doing, bro. It's driving me crazy.
They do. Peyton did with the Peloton today. She was, like, spinning the wheel, and we're like, "No, bro, you're going to get
Bryce
hurt."
Bryce loves spinning that. Bryce has been on that Peloton more than I have.
Oh, my God. She's doing it. The worst part is you'll tell him no. She's looking at you, still doing it. You're like, "No." And then she gets to the point where she gets upset. So she's doing it and crying because she knows she's not supposed to, because you're telling her no. It's a whole thing.
He loves spinning that wheel or going over to the pedals and spinning those.
Yeah, and you're like, you're going to get hurt. So, yeah, no, they definitely have attitude, 100%. Another thing, this is one segment on the show, Brandon, we do sometimes is things my wife said. And something Macy texted me the other day is, she texted me, "You've ruined your kid." She said, Peyton is...
Did she text you that you ruined your kid or that you
ruined
your kid?
Yeah, exactly. She said, "Peyton is dipping her chicken nuggets in SpaghettiOs. And the story behind it is this, is basically anyone who knows me, Brandon, knows that I love like sauces. I like put hot sauce on everything. I like barbecue sauce. I like lots of dressing. I like sauces on everything. I don't like anything dry. I like lots of sauce. So about a month ago, probably, Peyton was she's not super picky, but every once in a while, she just decides she doesn't want to eat something. And she was like, I'm not going to eat chicken nuggets one night. And I'm like, no, we're not doing this. You're not going to not eat chicken nuggets. It's chicken nuggets, right? So I'm like, all right, let me try something. So I put like the tiniest amount of ketchup on her tray because I'm like, I'm going to try this because I bet you it gets her interested. So I dip the chicken nugget in the ketchup and give it to her. And she's like, ooh, this is cool. This is awesome. And I mean, it's like, I'm telling you, it's like no ketchup at all. But the act of dipping it and a different, slightly different flavor, this kid is obsessed with dipping stuff now. So now I've like ruined her because today I gave her a piece of cheese. And she wouldn't eat the cheese. I'm like, what are you not eating cheese for? You're being weird. She needed
to dip it.
So then I was eating something that had ketchup on it, and I put my plate near her. She dipped the cheese in the ketchup and then started eating the cheese. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then apparently she was dipping her chicken nuggets in SpaghettiOs. She didn't even know what she's dipping it into.
That's nothing but a little chicken parmy.
I guess.
She's having a little baby chicken parmy.
So it's good and bad. It's kind of a cheat code because if Peyton doesn't like something now, you put a little sauce, and all of a sudden she loves it. It doesn't matter what it is. The bad news is most sauces aren't great for people. So we're doing, but it's a tiny, she'll literally ketchup, dip in ketchup. Sorry. Well, and the funny part too, she'll dip in the ketchup and she gets like nothing on there. Like there's no way, like you can even tell. She just thinks it's cool. So she likes to dip like her dad right now. So she's dipping stuff in everything.
Bryce and Kelsey have coined Fridays, Fry Friday.
Okay.
And so he gets some fries from McDonald's on Friday. And he's dipped it in ketchup, but he doesn't necessarily completely eat the fry. He'll just suck the ketchup off.
Yeah.
And keep dipping it to try to get more ketchup. So we're working on eating with the sauces as well.
Yep. Speaking of eating, Peyton's gotten better. She's not great, but she has gotten better at using a fork, where she at least kind of understands the concept, and she wants to do it until she doesn't. Or sometimes she wants to use the fork to, like, hand it to her other hand and pull it off the fork and then put it in her mouth. But at least we're doing some stuff with the fork now. So that's gotten a little bit better.
Yeah. Bryce is probably at the same stage Peyton is, truthfully. But he was stabbing his apples with his fork today and having the time of his life because he would hit the apple with the fork, bring it up, and basically put it in the other hand and eat it. But he's really been on an apple kick lately, and he loves saying the word. Yeah.
Isn't it weird what they get into? Peyton loves oranges. She legitimately would eat 100 oranges if you let her. It's the weirdest thing. She loves oranges more than anything else we've ever given her. They are good, but she loves them a weird amount. If she sees one, game over. Like, we get the little cuties, right? And she, like, that kid, I mean, I'm not kidding you. She'd eat probably 5 of them if I put them in front of her. Yeah,
there are worse things that she can eat.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the problem with Bryce and apples is my mom will give him, like, bites of her apple, like, the whole apple, like, let him hold it, take a bite. She keeps finishing it and stuff like that. We try to avoid giving him the skin at home.
Okay.
But if he sees an apple, like, there was an incident, like, 2 or 3 days ago. Kelsey was chopping up apples for him. He didn't want them. He saw a whole apple sitting on the counter, kept pointing at that apple. She's trying to hand him cut up apples. Like, these are apples, bro. Nope. Start crying, throwing a fit. Hand him the apple. Having the time of his life. Walking around the house, biting little chunks out the apple. Sometimes he eat them, sometimes he spit it out. It's like, but he wanted that entire.
Want the whole thing. They don't understand. Yeah. Peyton will do that with food sometimes because you cut hers up, right? And you're eating like a whole thing and she wants yours. And you're like, it's the same thing. Yours is just cut into smaller pieces. We're eating the same thing here, Peyton. Or it's in a different bowl.
Bryce is a vegetarian and I'm not. Bryce and his mom are. So I have to segment little sections of my food that haven't touched meat so he can get a little bit of it.
Nice. Brandon, another segment we have on the show is baby gear, and a couple pieces of baby gear I'll go over really briefly that have kind of been highlighted since we've talked last. One is Macy got this on, I don't know if it was like on a mom share page or Facebook Marketplace somewhere, but it was one of those like little mini cars, or like the little cars, and but it's like a Minnie Mouse one, and Peyton loves this thing. She loves to sit on it frontwards, backwards, just freaking like with her legs crossed. She thinks this thing's the greatest thing ever. You can't put her on it, but she will get on it herself. And so that thing's been a great little addition because she thinks that thing is great. She'll literally sit on it and like be moving her feet, pulling her while she like pulls her shirt up because she's obsessed with her belly. And it's just like rubbing her belly while like pushing herself around the living room. So that's quite the sight. She's obsessed. By the way, that's another thing. She's obsessed with bellies right now because, you know, obviously Macy's 7 months pregnant and she knows that the baby's in mom's belly, but I think she thinks everyone has a baby in their belly or is supposed to, because she's constantly not only pulling up mom's shirt to see the baby, but pulling up her own and then also dad's. And I'm like, nah, there ain't nothing in there, baby. But she always does.
I hate her to see me right now. I ain't been moving in a month, and I didn't have any room to go.
Well,
anywhere.
She'll give me a look, too. She'll, like, pull it up, and then she'll kind of look sideways at my belly, like, that's different. And I'm like, yeah, there ain't no baby in there. So
I'm definitely going to hit a point at sometime in the next, like, 2 or 3 years where one of our kids tells me that.
Or
asks me if I'm present or calls me fat or something. I'm just going to crack up.
That's awesome. That's one piece of baby gear. Another piece of baby gear is we did get the second generation of Hatch that was going to go in the nursery. We actually put it in Peyton's room, and we're going to use the old one in the nursery because the baby's not going to be in there for a while. And it's kind of cool, Brandon. It's a little bit different than the one we originally had. It stores favorites and stuff at the top. It's got a clock on it, and there's different more sounds and stuff. The app's more in depth with it. It's not much different than the original one, but I do like the favorites thing because you kind of just tap the top a couple times and you can switch.
Do you use different sounds?
No, we don't, but there's different ones on there. I use the white noise.
We use white noise, and I can't even tell you the other sounds that come on that Hatch. I tap that the top of that thing, uh-huh. That white noise come on, and that's all we do.
No, I think our parents might, but it's white noise all day. So and then purple, because purple's our favorite color, at least we say it is. So that's on there. And then the last piece of baby gear, Brandon, is we've talked about in the show before. We have a whole episode on it, but we broke out the wagon. And I built it. It was super easy to build, by the way. So that was, I mean, I was shocked.
What kind of wagon did you get?
You know what kind. We talked about it, the even flow pivot. So that's our wagon. And it's actually a Christmas gift from my mom. And so I built it. Peyton was in a bad mood when I built it, and we put her in it, and she absolutely hated it. But the next day, we went for a walk, and she actually really liked it. And I've gone on a couple walks with her since, and it's so far so good. It's super easy to use either as a stroller or as a wagon. I've done both just to test it. Works great. She likes sitting in it, playing in it. So far so good. I'm excited to take it to the zoo and stuff like that. But we did break out the wagon.
How does that compare to the stroller for you? When are you going to pull out the wagon versus when are you going to pull out the stroller?
I think the wagon makes more sense, like I said, at places like the zoo, or if you're going like to a park, or if I was like going on a tailgate, places like that, I would take it. If I'm going to like a mall or inside somewhere, I'm probably going to use a stroller. That's kind of the biggest difference to me, is the wagon's nice because you got a little bit more space and you can throw things in there. And it's easier to get them in and out. Like you're just kind of picking them in and out. And I think she's more content sitting in it. Whereas a stroller, she kind of gets bored and starts trying to like climb out of it. But you know, we'll have to see. That's kind of my vision, but we'll see what actually happens. I know at the zoo we will use it for sure.
I completely agree with when you would use it versus not, which probably means there's a wagon coming in our future too. I do have a thing my wife said. I didn't until you start talking. You reminded me of something. So I think Macy posted something probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. And we got a look at you guys' convertible car seat that's sitting in there. And Kelsey looks at me and said, theirs looks way fancier than ours. Look how much more room Peyton has. I want that one.
Yes.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
I thought you might get a kick out of that.
I will tell you this, that car seat, because she's got the nice one in her car, and I don't know, it's a bad one, but I have a not as nice one, I guess, or an expensive one, I'll call it, in mine, and the one in her car is better to use. It's easier to put her in. It's just better. The one I have is not bad, although I hate it right now because Peyton, when she started getting sick, which I get into in a minute, but she threw up smoothie all over it, and it was a absolute nightmare to clean.
Ooh.
So that was not a fun day for Dad. So that was actually right after the aquarium. So on the way home. No, it was a nightmare to take it apart, and there's so many nooks and crannies, and yeah, that was not great. But I am a big fan of the new Narava, so if you want it, Kelsey, I think you should get one.
That's not gonna happen. But I mean, if she want to buy it, she got her own money. But and that's me cleaning that up. Still not gonna happen. A couple pieces of baby gear that have come up in the last little bit. Our pack and play, I've talked about it before, but the four moms pack and play. I can't watch Bryce solo right now, and Kelsey had to take a trip out of the country for her job. It's to Canada. I made out of the country.
Yeah, you so did make it sound like she went like somewhere exotic.
It sounded great. It sounded great. She went to Canada. She drove.
She drove.
she did have to do important stuff, but it was Canada. I made it sound way crazier than it was. But so my parents had to watch Bryce, and it's the first time that the base of the bed portion of the pack and play has been used for them, and it's worked out really well. They have the same pack and play that we do. We bought two at a time, so it's a 4 miles pack and play, and I'm just that's one of those things like. When you have a newborn, you buy all this stuff, and then you're like 6 months in, and you realize that you only really got 3 or 4 months of use out of some of the stuff you paid hundreds of dollars for. It's pack and play. I feel exact opposite for. That's where Bryce has gone if he's not just running around in the room with me. Like, because I can watch him for periods of time, but, like, we'll put him in the pack and play. I'll bring it close to the bed in the beginning when I couldn't move as much. We can play right through there. And I mean, he's content because it gives him enough room to run around. So we have the four moms, just the pack and plays in general, that it's versatile and it's worked out really well for us. I mean, it's something that Kelsey's been working on with them recently, are the Merca alphabet flashcards. And they're basically, we're implementing the flashcards, and it's helping him kind of recognize, some of the things that we talk to him about every day. Obviously, with the alphabet, it has a letter associated with it, but then it has a picture on the other side of something that corresponds with the letter. And it's fun watching him recognize stuff that we talk about and not only be able to point out the things in real life, but point out the stuff with the flashcards as well. So that's the Merca alphabet flashcards.
Yeah, Peyton absolutely loves flashcards, but not for any educational reason. She loves to take them out of the box and scatter them over the entire house every single day.
She playing 52 pickup with you?
Yeah. And she's got two boxes. I don't know why we have two boxes of flashcards. Some are colors. Some are animals. None of which. I try to teach her all the time. She has zero interest in learning from Dad. She just wants to throw the cards or bend them or give them to Raja. So we're going to keep trying. I'm trying really hard with colors right now. But she's more interested in scattering everything. But Brandon, a couple last points before we'll conclude here today. A couple things. One, I want to mention, because we do have another baby on the way. We're in the third trimester now, which is crazy.
I found out the name recently too.
Yeah, it was the wrong name, but you did find it out. but we
I didn't actually find out the real name for those listening.
We finished the nursery, which was a whole experience because we had a dresser that I built that had broken parts, and we had a company that went out of business and had to get a new dresser. It was a whole thing. But I put up shelves, we got new curtains, we got new signs. So the nursery is pretty much done. It's like 95% of the way done. There's a couple small aesthetic things we're going to change, but it looks really good. So I'm excited about that. You know, and we're starting to get to the point where we have to worry about hospital bag and setup for when the newborn comes home. So that's kind of scary. It's kind of creeped up on us fast. Definitely the second pregnancy goes by a lot, lot faster. So that's one thing there. And then the last thing I'll kind of mention is, and this is both good and bad, but Peyton lately has been having some separation anxiety when it comes to me specifically, which part of it makes you feel good, but part of it kind of breaks your heart and also, like, causes problems. Like, so the other day, if I'm working and Macy doesn't have to work that day, I'll often get Peyton out of her crib if she's awake before I leave and bring her into bed with Macy so they can watch cartoons or snuggle or hang out, read a book, whatever. And a lot of times I put her in bed and say goodbye to her and they're happy and everything's good. Well, the other day I went and brought her in there and then put her down and she was just screaming. Like, I was like, well, are you okay? And Macy's trying to console her, nothing. I go near and she's fine. She wants to be with Dad. So I pick her up for a minute and then put her back up. Same thing. Like, did not want me to leave. So finally I had to leave and I could hear her still screaming, right? And I'm thinking that was, you know, she loves being near Dad. Like, she is kind of a daddy's girl, but not like that. And then it happened again the other day, almost the exact same thing. And then today even, I went upstairs when I got home. I'm not feeling good. I'm kind of sinus infection. And I went upstairs when I got home to take a shower really quick because my head's pounding. And Peyton sees me go up the stairs. And she's laughing, having a great time, not playing with me. She's running around having fun. And she sees me go upstairs and just starts losing it. And so, again, it's kind of like makes you feel good, but kind of breaks your heart. So that's been going on for about a week or so. She has too, by the way. This is another thing I'll throw in there, Brandon. So she got pretty sick after we went to the aquarium. She was sick for a few days. Finally, we got to the point where we were like, okay, she needs to go to the doctors. And we actually had to have my mother-in-law take her because both Macy and I were at work. And she had a sinus infection, which I didn't know kids could get sinus infections. I don't know why they wouldn't, but I never heard of it. So they're like, she has a pretty severe sinus infection. So she started taking stuff. She's been doing better now the last day or so. But she definitely gave it to Dad because Dad has a raging sinus infection and has felt horrible the last few days. So I also didn't know sinus infections were contagious, but they are. Found that out the hard way. So that's been going on as well. But that's kind of the last couple of things I'll point out from the time since we've last talked, Brandon. Do you got any final points?
Nothing really other than Bryce has a couple of his last teeth coming in. And a preview for a soon-to-come episode. At his last doctor's visit, it was recommended that we start considering taking the PASI away. So we've taken some pretty significant steps and cutting down his PASI time, but that's going to come up as a topic, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, that's a very relevant topic for both households because we're kind of in the same boat. But without any further ado, Brandon, two dad jokes for you today. The first one I think we've said before, or at least I've read before, but I thought it was funny, so I'm going to bring it up again. We'll see if I have or haven't, okay?
Well, if you thought it was funny, you probably thought it was funny before, so let's see. I did.
Why does Waldo only wear stripes?
Why?
Because he doesn't want to be spotted.
Okay. Now, that I was thinking way too deep on that.
You were. That one's simple, but it's funny. But that one, I don't know if I have or haven't. And this one, I don't know why, Brandon. I think this joke is hilarious. So we'll see if you think it's funny, too. So, Brandon, Karl Marx is a historical famous philosopher, but no one ever mentions his sister. You know what his sister's name was?
Wall.
Anya, the inventor of the starter pistol. Anya Marx.
I like my version better. We're going to the wall, Marx. That's how country people said.
Anya Marx. I thought it was funny. Anyways,
we had a Marxist joke. We had politics on both.
We had politics on both ends. We did. That's true. But Brandon, it feels good to get an episode back in. I do feel good about that. Hopefully, we get back on a regular schedule here and we start going over. Regular weeks. And like you said, the pacifier topic, I know is coming up soon. And you know, I got a baby on the way. So there's a lot of good stuff coming up here. One thing I will mention, we mentioned technical difficulties. Apparently my microphone has been reverted from my actual good microphone to my headphones. So I don't know how the audio is going to sound. Sorry for that if it wasn't great, because it shows that I'm using my microphone, but somehow it's not. So that's an interesting thing. But for anyone who hasn't listened to us before, or even if you have but haven't in the past, like our social media, give us ideas, write a review. We appreciate each and every single one of you. But until next time, which hopefully is soon, I'm Jerry, joined here by Brandon, and you've been listening to Dad Jokes.